Previously on Imagine Dungeons.
Fiddlesticks removes the ring from his pinky and she sighs. You're still you, but now you're going to have blue eyes.
And when he turns around, you recognize that this is a very young Ramshackle.
A seemingly immortal woman with the oldest dog in the world who knows the man that I've been dreaming about in dreams that are apparently reality.
Okay.
We're definitely going to address that later.
Swill gets thrown up from the explosion into the side of the wall, and then the tunnel collapses.
Oh, no.
Do you know Ramshackle?
We could do a little divination magic, see if we can see where he went off to. Oh no. Ramshackle is in a cage. There is a big turtle fellow with him, who's also in a cage. And there are a bunch of werecrocs, werecrocodiles. When you wake up, it seems that you did not blast a gust of air anywhere.
That's always good.
That's good.
That's
news.
Always a plus.
No sleep toots.
No. Didn't have any nocturnal sleep toots. But you did find yourself in another one of these dreams that feel lifelike. Do you plan on doing anything else before your journey?
This is still the middle of the night, right? Have I woken up or is it morning?
It's middle of the night.
Okay. I think that Glint, Glint's probably resolved that it's like, hey, this has gone on long enough. I sort of accidentally spilled the dream beans earlier. So I just, maybe while we're riding our various mounts from Jody's magnificent magical menagerie to the desert, Glint can let people know about what's going on in his brain.
Okay. In the morning, when everybody wakes up preparing for the journey, you see that there are three horses the size of ponies. Two of those ponies, one's small zebra.
Yay.
You see that Suey has been, what did you say her middle name is?
Pancetta. He'd call her Chetta.
Chetta, all right. Chetta has been
so good.
Outfitted for an adventure, has like a saddle and saddlebags and all that good stuff. And then there is a giant toad that has a saddle on.
That's amazing.
And Jody's like, well, I thought I'd see you off. Ridley, like I said, we got a mount that will fit you and it'll be a little bit of a bumpy ride, but Groke here is well-versed in having someone riding saddleback. And this giant toad just looks you dead in the eyes. There's nothing going on inside its head, but it...
Groke.
Groke.
Groke to you and yours as well. humble steed.
Freaking Hodor of toads.
Jody, thank you. Thank you for this.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything
else? Jody, thank you for this. And Sue's just like giggling in the background.
Jody, does my pony have a name?
I mean, I don't keep up too much with the farm animals, but if you want to name her, you can. I'm sure she does have a name. I don't know this one.
This is my pony. Turlet.
My pony's wearing a name tag that says Genuine Equestrian.
Well, is there anything you guys need to do before you set off? I know that, Sue, you're a cook. I don't know if making a little bit of breakfast would ease the journey for you.
Absolutely. You give me that access to that kitchen and I'm good to go.
Oh, sure. And I know you guys have some some of your party you're leaving behind. If you want to go say bye to them, you can, just on the way out. I gave them some supplies that'll last them for a couple days. And so if you want to go have breakfast with them, you can.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I already said bye, so this is kind of awkward. It's like when you leave and then you both walk to your carriage and they're parked right next to each other.
You can hide if you want.
Jody, think about what we talked about.
I will.
I want this to be a win for you, but it has to be a win for me.
Yep, I hear you. I appreciate the offer. I'll sit on it.
All right.
And as the party heads back to the boat, you see that Cornelius and Mezcal are sparring, and Leadhead has created a sort of ball out of wood and has like stuck twigs in it, and he's like practicing throwing it around.
Led, what are you up to here, Cap?
Well, when I was bored last night, I made like a makeshift spike ball. You know, I'm a giant fan, and so
yeah,
I've been doing a little bit of practicing in case my chance to go pro ever comes up.
Oh,
sure.
Oh, it's amazing, man.
I'm sure your time will come.
I appreciate it.
Bless your heart.
I don't know if I need to roll like history. Is this how Spikeball is played in this universe?
Make a history check.
Or has he read about Spikeball?
I heard about some cool bros playing Spikeball in the quad.
It's a bold assumption to think that
yes,
Redhead can read.
So that's a critical failure. So I'm like, yes, sir. We are watching the same games. That is it. I think that's regulation size. You nailed it.
Don't remember the ball pot.
Yeah, Sue, so you see that in the little containment room that you guys made, there have been laid out, like, there's a carton of eggs and some cured ham with some tomatoes and things like that. If you wanted to cook up some breakfast and get a use out of that ambrosia ring.
Yes, absolutely. So hold on. What are my ingredients again?
There's some eggs. There's all the spices you need. She completely outfitted you with like a full assortment. There's some cured ham and mm-hmm. some...
Donnie for sure is distracting Chet
chives.
Real quick. Kind of, they're getting away. Just walking away a little bit.
Chet is like great talking
like
roots.
Classic omelet is where I'm heading.
Mm. Yeah.
Toss it all in, cook up the egg, but you have to undercook the egg just a little bit because it keeps cooking from all that heat.
Yeah.
Do I roll with my proficiency? That's the word.
Yeah, you can roll just like you're making whatever your strongest check is.
It's 17 plus 3, a 20.
Yeah, it is an amazing
20 pretty
omelet.
Good in this game, huh?
And baked in, using your ring of ambrosia, do you want to explain how or
yes,
describe what that does?
So this ring that we got from the lizard folk, once per short rest, you may cast aid without expending a spell slot, and I can cast it at the spell level of my choice. So let's cast that spell. Find it in my list real quick.
Level 100.
Why did it disappear? This is embarrassing. There it is. All right, so aid... you bolster your allies with toughness and resolve. Choose up to 3 creatures within range, but I can cast it. It's a 3rd level spell. Each target's maximum hit point and current hit points increase by 5. So our babies are Glint, and who else has... I feel like Fiddle's yours is strangely high, right?
I'm pretty tanky. I have 43 hit points.
What? Okay, who's the babies here? Am I the baby?
I have 33.
Yep.
Okay, so Donnie, myself, and I think Ridley's is rather low too. So the 3 of us get 5 temporary hit points.
You'll get 10
what?
Since it's a 3rd level.
10.
Whoa.
And so today, Sue And Donnie will have 43 hit points, and Ridley will have 54.
Great.
Yeah, breakfast is amazing. And the three of you feel extra energized from a little bit of eggs, especially Ridley, a favorite of the turtles. And on top of that, you see that the mirror is shining brightly, reflecting the sunlight in the corner of the room. If anybody wanted to give that one a go, the mirror's still not been like investigated or anything, so we're still guessing and checking.
I think Donnie's gonna head over there. He's definitely thinking about Hala, who Jody had brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way that almost looks like rehearsing an apology to someone else, I think he's kind of apologizing to himself a little bit, but like looking into the mirror and is like, I don't know if I'm sorry is enough. I just want you to know that I messed up. I definitely was selfish. And that's something that I stopped working on for a while, but I'm starting it up again. And, man, if there's anything that I can ever do, not even to get close to where things were, but I just wish you could feel what I feel now. I'm so sorry. And I hope you're okay. I'm sure you are. He's like looking down in the last line or whatever of it, and then kind of starts to walk away.
The mirror does not respond.
Yeah.
I think Fiddles runs up to the mirror and like snap, snap, finger gun, right in the mirror, and just says, "Fattest ass in all of Eberron."
The mirror does respond to that.
Stop.
And Fiddles, you get, let me look at your sheet. You get an additional 3 temporary HP.
Nice.
Hey.
Is there any kind of visible effect from that? Like, does it look like Zelda, like Link opened a jar containing a fairy or something like that? Or?
Yeah, sure. That's what we'll do. The mirror like shoots out a sprite that spins around.
Yeah, nice. Can I catch it in a bottle?
Glint noticed that, and I think walks over to the mirror and, like, in a very poor imitation of what Fiddles just did, tries to do cool snap finger guns. It doesn't look cool when Glint does it, and he says, "Your brain is fat."
The mirror does not respond.
He looks over his shoulder to make sure nobody saw him do that.
Fiddles was right there for sure, dude.
I'm just messing around, you know.
Hey, Glint, I think your brain's fat.
Well, and also your ass.
I know.
Davey slaps his knee.
Ridley walks up behind this and says, "Goddest ass of all of Eberron."
Most god-filled ass.
Mirror does not respond.
I wonder. I don't know. I'm curious.
Okay, so everybody,
I don't ever want to understand this mirror, just so everybody knows.
Yeah. What if Ridley says, you're definitely the only guy here that has a god in his body, and I think that that's pretty cool.
The mirror doesn't respond.
And I love you. And I believe, nope. I believe in you.
Nothing.
And I love you.
Let's saddle up. We got a trail to blaze.
Yeah, yep. Let's go.
Party saddles up and begins their journey through the swamps. You notice it is getting a little bit drier as you continue down.
Guys, it's
road.
Getting drier as we continue. Oh, sorry. I couldn't help but notice.
I feel like you interrupted the voice inside my head, but I agree.
When you hear Ridley, it's just like, all right. Because he's jumping 40 feet at a time and then has to wait.
There's like a huge crash every single time.
He is not in any conversation on this ride because he has 2 seconds before Grok is so just good. Like, Grok?
Sorry, Sue. I heard earlier that
and then I think while we're riding and Ridley's otherwise occupied, I think Glenn's gonna be like, Ridley already knows this, so I'll talk to you. I'm sure we, as a group, all remember my glowing hand thing that I am I'm proud of doing.
Of course,
we do. Wind Wrangler?
Nope.
I have, and there's. You may have noticed a few days ago when we woke up that some of our possessions were, I guess, tossed around by a mysterious wind, or you may have noticed the bags under my eyes from not sleeping.
Oh, you look great, honey. I don't know what you're talking about. You look great.
The mirror does nothing.
So good.
There's not an easy way to broach this topic. I'm having dreams. Everyone I know is having dreams. I'm having I think they're visions. I keep seeing Ramshackle. I'm someone named Dale. I guess I just want you all to know, in case I'm losing my mind, in case somehow Glint is disappearing in all this, I need my family to be aware.
Hey, bud.
Sue's eyes just start glistening.
I don't think anybody has ever been more themselves at all times, so I wouldn't worry too much about the disappearing part.
Sure, yeah. I will say this is something I could worry about, but I won't.
That's not gonna work, bud. you gotta be true to Glint here, my man. You can worry. And we'll be there to help during that part, for sure. And then if the visions start to collide with real, maybe then we can sort of tag team this bad boy.
Yeah, Glint, you take those worries and those anxieties and you, well, heck, great thing about you is if you throw them to the wind, you can use them. Why don't you do that?
Ridley, let's get a con save.
The next time you catch up, he's just passed out in the saddle. 17 plus 2, 19.
Nice.
Next time Ridley lands about this point in the conversation, and it looks like Ridley's having fun, shockingly.
Nice.
Did he tell you guys about the gorillas?
there's gorillas in there too. It's the whole Ramshackle thing is really throwing me for a loop. Maybe he'll have some answers for us.
I did have some like practical questions about, you know, the things you're seeing in your mind. Is it more of like a future type vision or like I'm seeing the past?
I think I'm seeing the past. Ramshackle's there and he looks, well, way less wrinkly, and his beard is short and not white, so I would assume it's the past.
In her mind, Sue is wondering if this is, like, if Jody and Ramshackle have, like, a sordid past. Was he handsome? Maybe, like, you could tell, like, him and Jody got along?
They started as enemies, but they slowly became lovers.
I haven't seen Jody in these visions.
Oh, okay. She's a little disappointed by that. She was hoping for like some romance drama.
Boy, it is so good to get all this out in the open, though. It's been eating me to keep a secret from my family.
You can tell us anything. We're here for you. We're not going anywhere.
Absolutely, brother.
Hey, while we're away from Jody, can we, hey, Riddles?
Yeah?
Can you hop back? And can we post up for a minute?
I don't know if, I don't know if the frog can go backwards, but y'all just catch up.
Okay, we do that.
Throw it in reverse, Ridley.
I think he's kind of like a shark.
Yeah, they got to swim forward or they die.
Groak, Groak, stay.
Groak, Groak.
Turlet, heal. We got to talk for a minute here. When I broke into, I wasn't pooping yesterday. Just so everybody is on the same page.
Wow, no way. Well, yeah.
That was
a
lie.
Oh my gosh.
No shit, no shit. You see what I'm saying?
There it is. There it is. Mark one for Donnie. I snuck into Jody's home and I checked out her manifest. And she's confirmed some things that I already saw, but there's something concerning that I'd like to talk about.
Yeah,
you got the floor.
Okay.
Groak.
The man who is buying the wyvern eggs, egg singular, his name is Cornelius Bartholomew II.
Gage, how does Sue feel about Bartholomew? Like, what were my interactions like at the Culinary Institute?
Your bosses were like, very, don't say anything negative about Mr. Bartholomew. And everyone who was not in management was like, this guy freaking sucks straight up. Everyone called him Stink Bottom Jr. behind his back.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I...
The locals always referred to him as Stink Bottom II or Stink Bottom Jr. Yes, that's right.
Oh, that asshole.
Quite literally.
He really grinds my gears.
Well, outside of the Bartholomew estate, there is an orphanage. It's called Belinda Fluffington's Home for Wayward Youths. And, can we just say I'm very familiar with this place? I spent some time there. And when you spend time around the Bartholomew estate, you learn some things, like to keep to yourself and to make sure that Lord Bartholomew never learns anything about anyone you love, because he can and will use it to break you down into 1,000 little pieces and never put you back together. He's a bad, bad man. He never gave any money to the orphanage. He has a daughter around my age, and she is not known to enjoy herself. Let's just say that. I don't think he's a good person, and I want to steal this egg from his ugly, stupid ass.
Is he a middleman for the Valinor elves, then?
I think Lord Bartholomew has got his grubby paws in a lot of coffers.
Yeah.
I think this is simply the next in a line of, let's call it business malpractice, perhaps? But I know for sure that there's nobody, and I mean nobody, on Eberron that I would rather ruin a day. I'm suggesting an egg heist, is what I'm saying.
I was not down to steal from sweet old Jody, but that asshole, I'm in. No questions asked. I'm ready.
Sue, that's what I'm talking about.
Gage, would Ridley, like, with his criminal connections, is this a name that he would know anything, like, that Ridley would know anything extra about?
You would know, based on your connections, that this name has been connected to a lot of trading of, like, illicit goods, like, you know, black market organs and like pretty involved in drugs.
Yeah, Ridley's not down on that. Yeah, would I would I know of that name? I'm in. We can do more than rob him if you want. He's doing a lot of harm.
I think when it comes to that, I say let the chips fall where they may, if I'm being honest, but I definitely want to ruin his day. Maybe his life.
Yeah. Yeah, Ridley seems lost in thought on how to do that, but he's in.
Okay. Then if there's nothing else?
Yeah, I think...
Boosh! And Grok is off.
Maybe not immediately, but shortly after this conversation, Fiddle seems a little shaky and is taking some deep breaths, and maybe the next time everybody looks, you just kind of notice that... Did Fiddles always have frosted tips?
What? He's becoming Lance Bass.
What?
Yeah, I definitely think like Ridley, I should have said that, like hearing that Fiddles was connected really has such an affinity for this kid. And it just continues to be like, gosh, this life is really hard. And so I think there's also a, Ridley has in plus one fondness for Fiddlesticks, in hearing this.
Hmm. So you would also have been familiar with Belinda Fluffington's home as some of the staff of the kitchens would have like brought leftovers over from time to time.
I'm trying to remember, what's our age difference, Fid?
Fiddles is like 20.
Okay, I feel like I'm just a little bit older than you, so I don't think I would have been like a staff member that came up that you came across.
But. Sure.
There are three paths presented to you.
Dice Tower Theater presents Dawn of Dragons, a fantasy audio drama.
Ambush!
For all intents, I should have you exiled.
Time to wait.
The Sunless.
Down.
Our young heroes, bound by love and kinship, are forced on a quest to discover the truth behind the magic of dragons and seek those that stole it before their world itself is destroyed by the growing power of the Dark Army.
Come with us. Don't just wait here for death.
I won't lose you, my friend.
Take us below them.
Hold on.
You better answer me.
What was your name again?
The Blue Flame has the great risk, correct?
Are you sure, Sophie? I foresee a path you can understand, let alone tread, but you will have to walk yourself.
I am no stranger to being alone. I know it better than anything else.
Dice Tower Theater, a Good Hand production, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Wake. And remember the first thing you sense as your first clue.
Hey, y'all. This is Mariah. First, I am so thankful that you are here and that you are listening right now. Okay, now that you're all buttered up, I've got two quick asks for you. First, could you please take just a moment to rate and review us on whatever platform you're using right now? It'll take just a minute. Go ahead. I'll wait. Okay, now think about your favorite people. Picture them in your mind. Come up with a sweet little list. Open up your texts, copy the link to our show, and send it their way. Not only is this the best way for our show to reach more people, but now you've got one more thing to talk about at your weekly coffee hang. That's all I've got. I hope you're enjoying what you're listening to, and thanks again.
Okay, so the party... journeys. There's another couple hours of riding, much to Riddle's enjoyment or Ridley's enjoyment. And
boing.
Eventually, you come across just suddenly. There is this hot, dry desert in this like circular shape, and you can see in the middle of it there is a giant skull, fire in its eyes.
Whoa.
That seems to be the skull of a dragon.
Ooh.
The diamond in the rough.
Was that an Aladdin quote?
Yes.
I got you.
Donnie's like, well, I think we're just about here, party.
What gave you that idea?
What's our light situation?
There's still enough light in the day to see pretty well. Sun's going down, but it's not dark yet.
So we don't have cover yet.
Correct.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Do we, based on Jody's description of what's going on, do we think that the were-crocodiles are inside? Are they using this big skull as like a fort? Are they somewhere else? Do we, because our, I mean, my thought is get in, kick some were-crocodile ass, rescue our two boys and get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the skull.
Yeah, you think it's likely. As you get closer, you see that there are two like engraved fountains or shallow pools that you can see. Normal sized crocodiles, just like resting with the last light of the day.
In the pools?
On the edges. I don't know what it's called when reptiles do. They're sunbathing, yeah.
This is literally a nightmare that I had for a long time growing up, was me walking the edge of a fountain, and inside were crocodiles, and I would fall in and fall forever towards the crocodiles.
Oh, hey. Oh my gosh.
Wow, Gage.
Gage is pretty messed up, dude. It's pretty mean.
I actually can
there was a gorilla. This
one. Rule did, number one of DMing.
yeah, the entrance to this like skull, there's clearly something inside of it. The mouth is open. It looks like, like a standard tunnel entrance. You can't really see inside of it. It seems to be pretty deep.
All right, y'all.
You said the pools were engraved?
No, sorry. There are pools to the side of it that have been made elaborate through, like, carvings and things like that. Over
oh,
years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay.
Just decorated.
Yeah.
Decor.
Okay.
What's our plan here? We just knocking on the front door and saying, give us our boys, or what are we doing here?
I mean, that's not a bad, I've never felt stronger. I kind of like, he like motions around with like horses and warhog and all sorts of stuff.
Wartoad.
I know, old, Backstreet Boy over here likes to get sneaky sometimes. He's like pointing at Fiddlesticks.
Are the eyes like windows? Like, could I theoretically see inside from the eyes?
Theoretically, yes. They're also 30 feet high.
Oh, it's like Zelda. If you shoot the rope that's holding the flaming chandelier, it will fall into bomb barrels and kill them already.
And then we don't have to bring any people back because they'll be dead.
They're conveniently placed gunpowder barrels next to their campfire.
They're red and they have a big skull and crossbones on them.
That's so convenient.
How high can Groke jump?
Oh, high enough to get on top of this, if that's what you wanted to do.
Fiddles, you want to get up and look at a window?
Are we thinking another little riddle sticks maneuver, my friend? Launch me.
Just
I cannot make the jump.
Before you do that, it is worth noting that Groke is very heavy. So when he lands, it's not going to be sneaky if that's what your goal is.
We wait for a hailstorm.
At the clap of thunder.
Desert hail.
Sun, moon, sun, moon, sun, moon, sun, moon, sun, moon.
Can we do like a general, or can I do a general perception check?
Sure.
Just do a little look around. That's 3 17s in a row.
Dang.
17 plus 3, 20.
Great. Yeah.
Hot dice.
All ones in a fight.
I know. It's going to be bad.
It seems like, based on some of the like things scattered around the skull, you know, you have like a couple weapons and some like discarded bones, that kind of thing, that this is clearly where the were-crocs live. It seems that, you know, they keep these alligators, these crocodiles as pets. And if they have a patrol, they are far away. They're not anywhere you can see.
Is it a full moon tonight?
So as everyone does have 12 moons.
Almost always.
Yeah.
At least one of them.
20 out of like 30 days of the month, there will be a full moon. So,
okay, am I feeling lucky? Are these just going to be regular dudes this time?
I bet.
Get a nature roll?
Not the best for a story, but sure.
We could get nature. Actually, yeah, let's do a nature roll.
This is a group check. Everybody else
Sun.
Together? Yeah.
Moon,
luck is.
Moon.
Sun, if you want to do a group check, moon. Sure.
I did 13 minus 2, 11.
10 plus 3, 13.
I'd say 6 plus 1, 7.
7 plus 1, 8.
Ridley's not doing this one. I don't want to.
There's like 4 full moons tonight.
Yeah. It's a rare occurrence where all 12 moons are fire.
They're actually
superpower. They're super.
They're here crocodiles tonight instead of crocodiles.
It's going to be brighter tonight than it is during the day.
I mean, somebody go knock, right?
Yeah, Chetta picks up speed, and Donnie's like, oh, I'm sorry, when she senses danger, she tends to pick up the pace a little bit. Not much I can do. He starts just like going straight to it.
Okay. From the entrance of this skull, you can see that sitting around a campfire are 4 were-crocodiles who have like straw hats on. There is another one of these fountains in the south
fashion
west corner of the room. There are a bunch of what are clearly mead barrels. And you can see in the far corner of the room, there is a tunnel that goes down.
Is the front? There's like no door. It's just open cavern.
It's just a tunnel.
Do they notice us?
Right now, it seems that they're having a heated debate, but you can't hear what they're discussing.
As we're walking in, Fiddles loudly says, and then he just said, go down the tunnel because we're invited.
Make a persuasion check.
Oh, my.
As a 5 plus 9, 14.
They pause and turn towards you and they're like, oh, yeah, come on in. You want some fish? We recently caught it.
I think we're fine. I'm
cup of mead.
Pretty
I'm
full.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Just throw them in the to-go bag, and he holds open the triple dipper.
Sure, might get a little stinky, but
it's the only way I like it.
They put 2 fish inside of the triple dipper. Like, you want a cup of mead?
No, I never drink and drive, so I'm gonna just get on in.
How much mead have y'all had tonight? I'm trying to get a gauge on like how drunk these guys are.
Quite a bit. Jamie here, take out whole keg by herself.
That
Jamie,
sounds like
that's
Jamie.
My kind of girl.
Wow.
Jamie.
He's Turbo Man.
Next to the tunnel.
Me, your father.
Next to the tunnel, you see that there is like a horn that is very clearly used as like an alarm system.
Mm-hmm.
There is an altar that looks like the skeleton of a serpent. And then there's like a a large mound of dirt. Well, if you want to get down the tunnel, it's because you're invited to supper, then I don't think your mounts are gonna be able to walk down there without falling, maybe breaking an ankle.
Toilet stay.
We got some hitching posts out front.
Yeah, Donnie takes Chetta out there to hitch her up. Like grabs her snout and like noggin. He's like, I'll come back this time. Promise you.
Aww.
Walks back in.
The zebra does not have a name yet. Still cooking.
Is this horn takeable?
It's huge. You could. It's not going to fit in anybody's bag.
What about the bag of holding?
Will it fit in my god shell?
Can Donnie see, now Donnie knows instruments, all right? You can't take that from me. Can he see that there's a way to, I don't know, I can't think of a better word, not deflate it, but like
disable
it in some way?
I mean, you could, you don't imagine they would like this, but you could stuff it with something.
Okay. Hold up. Let me look at my inventory.
Does anybody have the spell silence?
I don't.
How big is the opening of this horn?
It is probably...
Like, could I, how far down the mouth of the horn could I stick my arm?
Oh, all the way down, and there's still room to spare.
Do they have to pick it up to blow it?
No, it's like on a stand.
Oh. I've got a, would a bedroll fit down it?
Yeah, that would work.
Now that he's got Cheddar, he doesn't really sleep on the ground anymore.
Oh.
He's gonna, woo.
Are you?
Can I?
Are you just doing this in front of them?
No, yep.
Do you want a distraction?
What are you doing with that bedroll? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't need it anymore. I was just going to throw it away. Over here in this ornate trash can you got here. So figure I'd just... I'm just going to do a big old strength. Like, huh, I was kind of having trouble fitting in here. I'm sorry, I'm not too adept at this stuff. Just stuffing it with those muscles down as far as he can.
Making athletics
check. Is this how this works? Oh, shit. 14 plus 5, 19.
Yeah. Ooh,
very good. All right, yeah, you get it lodged in there pretty good. You see that next to the tunnel, which is very steep. They're
fine with it, the croc people, the were-crocodiles?
They seem
okay
confused.
I mean, me too.
But when they try to pull it out, like, it doesn't budge. But no worries.
Hey, y'all, he'll pay for that. We'll take care of it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it seems like something that, you know, you'll figure it out at dinner. We're really just making sure that everyone on the invite list gets here.
And we definitely are.
We are.
Yeah. Here I know mentally Ridley's like, did you even ask for our names? Where is the list?
Yeah.
You said you were here for the party, so
that was meant.
That's
that
right.
That was in my brain.
That's right.
Can I ask to check? I want to ask to see the invite list to see what all we're getting into.
Sure.
Can I, like, I don't know. I'm curious if my friend's going to be here. Could I see that invite list? Get a little peek?
Oh, yeah. Here, take a look.
What do I see?
What languages do you read?
Good question. Common, Dwarvish, and Halfling.
Werecroc.
It is not one of those languages.
Anybody else want to get an eye on this?
Sure, I'll take a look. I have a kind of a tricky spelling. I want to see if they got my name card right. I read Common, Dwarvish, Elvish, and Goblin.
So none of those.
They did it. It was all the right runes in the right order. Anyone else?
Common and Orc.
Nope.
Wait, I feel like I have a spell for this. Hold on.
Thieves can't.
Wait. I think I have it. What was it called?
Is it a party for crocodile thieves?
It might be comprehend languages, if that's what you have.
Oh, wait. I think I have one that lets a creature who doesn't speak my language speak and understand me. Mm. That tongues. I have tongues. Dang it.
I hold it up in front of Groke.
Groke.
Yep. That's right.
I mean, I think I'll just Sue would ask. I don't think that could you translate this for me?
Oh, we can't read.
Oh.
Very good.
That, you know, I get it. It's a tough skill to learn. Never mind then.
Wait, is it in Draconic? Does anybody know Draconic?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
I can't get over the people checking the guest list can't read.
Oh, so good.
You promise?
When I look at this line, you feel like that line.
I do want to let it be known, ever since he got the quill, if you're close enough to Donnie, like under his breath, he's basically Sam Elliotting this, like Big Lebowski, for like narration, for writing down the story for Jody.
So good.
Just like, and none of them could read.
You can also see going down the tunnel, there are more bones going from the skull down into the tunnels. It looks like this used to be like a spine, or the spinal part makes the neck.
I'm going to go to the tunnel.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Glint's going to try and walk the most like crocodile way that he can. I would imagine their hips are pretty low to the ground, so they have a distinctive gait, and Glint's just going to try to copy that and just be like, oh, we're from one of the moons that's not full tonight. We're one of the other moons is the one that makes us into our wereforms.
I think they know we're people.
It seems like they didn't give you a biology lesson before they sent you.
You can't read.
We're the ones you have. We're alligators.
I mean, I know what happens when I turn into this form. Don't need to spell that one out.
I mean, he's got us there.
Me too. And that's a sample of the funny kind of jokes that got me invited to this cool party. See you later.
All right.
You're doing great, Glint.
Glint's heart is racing.
You make yourselves down the tunnel. It goes on it's a pretty long tunnel, but you guys make yourself out down the tunnel, and eventually you see lights up ahead, and as you get closer, you see that there is like a full table that is set for dinner. There are two of these werecrocs. These ones are not wearing suits and hats.
I was about to say, hold on. The pictures I see have suits and little top hats on. Is this what we're walking into?
These ones do not. These ones are much more like Killer Croc from DC. Just like shredded out.
Cool.
Werecrocs.
I mean, the picture looks like they have a hat and a suit on. So. Yeah. I don't know. It's collaborative fiction, Gage.
At the end of the table, there is a hunched over... you can tell it's a halfling by the like tall, almost bar stool that they're sitting in. And its hands are folded in front of him and he's just looking down.
Do I recognize this halfling?
Same question.
Can I roll something?
Sure, you can roll a history check. Anyone who grew up in the Talenta Plains can roll a history check.
That's a 7 + 1, 8. Sue did not get out much.
That is a critical failure.
It's a 9 + 6, 15 for Glint.
Oh, wait. No, that was a 7. I was wrong.
Okay.
It's a 7 + 1, 8.
Sue fiddles. It looks like this guy might just be down on his luck. Glint, you know exactly who this is from the fables that you hear other halflings telling each other at the college. This is a being known as the Groka. He is sort of the boogeyman of halflings. Think of maybe Smeagol like 50 years before we meet him in The Hobbit.
Okay.
Where like he still has hair.
Yeah. Sexy.
Nose is downturned, frowning, and he's wearing this like tattered cloak.
What's his deal? What did you say is? What would you say he was called?
The Groka.
Groga?
With a G.
Like my mount's son?
If you feed your mount enough Groke candies, he evolves into a Groka.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. You actually have to have somebody who has the other cartridge, and you have to trade with them.
Glint, the stories that you've heard... are basically about a halfling who lives in the tunnels underneath the Talenta Plains, who occasionally comes up to feed and steals halfling children from their parents when they're disobedient.
Oh my god!
where they then live underground and become similar beings to this one.
I think Glint's gonna like put the, like if you're riding in the front seat of the car with your mom and she has to put on her brakes, she does that arm out in front of you. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I think Glint's going to step to the front of the group and do that arm and then make sure it's low enough that Davey can't just like sneak under it. be like,
you're all, well, weird stuff has happened to us. I think that's the Kroka?
Like, from the bedtime stories?
From the bedtime stories, yeah. I keep... like the guy that eats toenails? Well, so, I guess sometimes in some stories. I think those are non-canonical. I think keep your wits about you. I don't have a great feeling about meeting a real-life boogeyman.
I always heard he only eats you if you fail a class in school.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
As you get further down the tunnel, he extends a hand out to you and says,
come in, take a seat. We've been expecting guests.
Donnie goes to take a seat.
As you get deeper into the room, you see that there are three tunnels, so there's one in each of the corners to the southwest and southeast. There's one all the way to the north. And then it looks like there are two small rooms in the northeast and northwest corners.
Yeah, Donnie's going to sit down.
Okay. Are you sitting opposite of the Kroka at the other head of the table?
Ooh, kind of a power move.
Yeah.
You might have to cut the turkey, though.
I'll sit there. Yeah.
I think Ridley will take a position standing behind Donnie.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stand next to Donnie as well.
Oh, Fiddles, yeah, like a guard. Fiddles is sitting down like catty corner from Donnie, just like to his right.
Okay. When you get closer, you can see then in the corner of the room, there are two cages. And inside those cages are your old pal Swill and Ramshackle, who is still bound and gagged. He is also still wearing his leather jacket, if anyone was curious.
Thank God.
Sick. Swill is not bound and gagged, though. I find that hard to believe.
He's inside of a cage.
Sure. Okay. Thought they both
were. Ramshackle is... They're both in cages. Ramshackle's tied up.
Mm-hmm.
I think Donnie is going to take a shot at assuming, I don't know. Boy, what a risk. I think Donnie assumes someone's here to pick them up. Like there's some kind of deal here. And maybe I'm trying to think how to initiate some conversation about this. Because I also don't know if the Kroka goes by Kroka. And if that's offensive. Thanks for setting up such a lovely table here. Sorry we were not here on time, or if we're early. Can't remember. Sorry for that as well.
And I just want to add that I don't... none of our parents are disappointed. We've all obeyed, I think, for the last... I mean, it's a 3 or 4 year streak for me, just speaking for myself.
he smiles at that. Let me see. When he smiles...
Oh, no.
I don't like to watch
That's not good. Hey, listeners, he just measured the distance from me to the scary boogeyman, to the Babadook.
Donnie, Sue, or Fiddles, you can make a perception check when he smiles.
Yep.
Okay.
Doing it.
Any of us or all of us?
The three of you can all make a perception check.
Okay.
13 plus 3, 16. Nice. 16 as well. We're right in sync right now, Sue.
We are. Two now. For two. Twins.
6 plus 5, 11.
Fiddles and Sue, you can see that he has vampire fangs.
just making eyebrows at Fiddles after that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, eyebrows right back. Hey, kind of quietly, can I ask a DM question? How much of the Sword of Transmutation has to touch something? Does it have to be the tip, or can I just, like, tap, like, a side of the sword against something?
It has to be a part of the blade.
Okay.
But any part of the blade.
So I think Fiddles is going to kind of surreptitiously slide about an inch of sword out of scabbard and just tap it to the wooden chair.
Okay, you're going for the wood?
Oh, nice.
Yep.
All right.
Donnie is just going to take a shot. I think he's just going to assume people that they're after are locked up. They haven't come across a good vampire except for Leadhead, and he feels like an anomaly. Two werecrocs, so he's going to try something. Can I cast a spell right now?
What spell are you trying to cast?
It jumps us straight into initiation, 100%.
It will, and this would not be like a surprise type of thing, because he is looking directly at you.
That's fine.
We jump into
yeah,
initiative?
It just feels like a threat. Yeah, that feels like a threat for sure. Do I not get, I can't get a spell outside of initiative?
If you were to surprise someone, you could, but you're 30 feet away.
Never mind.
He, like, watched everyone approach.
Yeah, never mind. It's fine.
Okay. We are early for a deal, right? Like, this is Vince talking.
Feels like it.
Basically, yeah.
So, like, we have an opportunity to make a different deal if we want to.
Not pretend to be the true guests.
Or pretend to be the true guests. Or murder them all.
I like where your head's at.
I mean, Sue is not as charismatic, but we definitely have some charismatic people here.
Glint just wants him to know that he's an obedient boy. I think this has not crossed Glint's mind.
Donnie's just going to take a shot at it, and he's going to say to the Babadook, he's going to say, he'll smile right back, maybe even like try and accentuate the canines if a body is even possible, if that's even you can do.
Just push him out.
And just, just push him out a little bit, as he does, as Orc of Demon Waste are known to do, and just say, we've come to collect. He like kind of like feels general enough. He just says that.
Did you bring the item of our agreement?
I don't think I would walk in here if I didn't have the item of our agreement, friend. I know better.
Where is it at?
Listen, you and I both a big, scary orc, right? People make judgments of me sometimes. I think it's easy to judge a book by its cover, but though I know none of us at the table would do such a thing, but I gotta say, I don't usually trust deals, and I know you can trust me, but I'd like to see a little something from you before I show you the item. Is there any way that you can go ahead and give me the key back to our package back here?
Melissa, Blondie, go get the prisoners. And you see the two werecrocs stand up.
Melissa and Blondie.
So good.
And they unlock the cages and take Swill and Ramshackle out. Melissa is grabs Ramshackle by the rope that's tied around him and is just carrying him like that. Blondie, we have no need for Swill any longer. You can take him to the wing. And Blondie starts escorting Swill up the side of the room. He's like,
if you're done with him, if you're done with him, could we have him?
He is a compromise to our mission.
But we could make him work for us and do all the things we don't want to do and make him do it because of how
much of a compromise he is. And we could, he's, you know, if I, he's been very disobedient. And so he needs to atone for that.
The Groka smiles again and is like, why don't you come see just how much he will be working for us?
These glasses are a prescription, actually. I can see from here.
As you wish.
And I think Blondie, Fiddles is going to look to Ridley to see, like, are we letting this happen? Like, are we letting Swill get taken?
Ridley, in this moment, you also see that Swill finally, like, spots you.
Boss, sorry to interrupt you. Perhaps we could expand the terms of our agreement to include his friend here. Whoever this wizard is, I mean, clearly he wasn't traveling alone. It's probably important.
You're talking to Donnie here? Or are you talking to... I put
a hand on Donnie's shoulder as if I'm interrupting, but want them to know that you're in charge. And I say that out there.
I want this pet. It would be quite an agreement to change my mind. We've been preparing this ritual now for days. I am antsy.
Here's what we can do. How about this? How are you with tests? Do you like them?
Love tests. Can't get enough.
Excellent. I figured. You seem like a test guy.
No riddles.
Seeing as you, how you hold souls to that. No, I won't do a riddle. Just a test. The item that I have for you today, obviously I've laid eyes on it recently and seen it in its true form. And I know that you claim that maybe you've seen this before. If you can describe it in detail to me right now, we'll say 90%. Then 90% accuracy, then I'll get you. You can keep this guy over here. For your rituals.
90% of the item we agreed for to complete this deal?
No. You describe it before I show it to you. If you can describe it to me dead on, then we'll go ahead and not even fight to keep this guy here anymore.
Why are you being weird about this, man? This is a normal thing to ask. Why are you being so weird right now?
Describe it with at least 90% accuracy.
Let's get a persuasion check with advantage to make this happen.
That's the first one. That's a 13 plus 8, 21.
Ooh.
Let's roll again.
Yeah.
That's an 18 plus 8, 26.
Ooh,
okay.
Whoa.
Jeez.
He likes this arrangement. And he smiles. You see the fangs
for
again.
For some reason.
And says, let me see if I can describe it.
100%, Donnie's hands are under the table. Performance of creation is waiting. He is as this is being described.
Well, she has peppered black hair, and she has a wart on her left nostril. I imagine if you beheaded her, it has been about a week or so. And, hopefully she still has that crown on her head. It will add a little bit of legitimacy to my reign here. The final piece of description is, of course, what is something without a name? This is the High Priest of Gatherhold.
High Priest. Would Donnie know who the High Priest of Gatherhold is? Outside of this description?
Maybe. You can make a history check with disadvantage.
Okay, well, you're not going to want that one for me because that's a 19 plus 6, 25.
Ooh.
Let's roll again. there's bound to be a bad one in here. So 3 plus 6, 9.
3, 6, 9.
25.
No, you do not know who the High Priest of Gatherhold is.
Okay, that's
you
great.
You almost did. So, you thought for a second that, like, maybe you knew, and then it just...
You're the former High Priest.
Tip of your tongue, yeah.
Well, I see you have met the High Priest of Mars. Like, under his breath. And
He just pulls from under the table up to 100 gold piece, medium sized worth of like a body and a head, like a beheaded high priestess, onto the table right here. And he's like, I believe this will cover it, as my friend Ridley says.
Can you just make a dead body?
I did. It's but here's the thing. This is like, is that cake kind of scenario? Because sure. I can't make organisms. Mm-hmm. So this is like,
we need Mikey Day to tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mikey. Let us know what's going on. But it's like a scarecrow, as accurate as magic can do for that.
Let me get a... this can happen two ways.
Oh, my
God. I can either make an insight check or you can make a deception check.
Can we help?
I'll roll deception.
How would you help this?
Be like, yep, that's her.
Look at that dead body.
Stinky.
Just looks just like when we killed her. So unlifelike. I'm rolling deception.
Okay.
12 plus 3, 15. That's got to be right on the line for you.
How quickly does my magical tinkering work?
I mean, I think it takes an action, but it's not like he would not see you.
Okay, because I could work on it and make it stinky, but I think that'd be too obvious.
Yeah. Hey, Donnie, hold that still real quick.
Get out my screwdriver.
Wait, I can cast... I have thaumaturgy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I do have prestidigitation. That's hard to say.
It would have the same issue that tinkering would, where he would see you, like, waving your hands in the air and shouting magic words.
Can I pretend to sneeze?
I think that would be under the subtle spell category, which is a sorcerer feature.
But what if I sneeze really loudly?
You still, it has vocal components, so you'd have to clearly outline the spell here.
Prestidigitation.
Okay.
A chubra cadubra.
That's very good.
Donnie.
Stinky lady.
A 15. The Grokka also got a 15 on his insight and has the same modifier that you do to your deception.
Oh, no.
So let's get another roll.
Oh, jeez.
A tie goes to the runner.
But they're both runners.
That's true.
He's celebrating, but it hasn't come through yet.
That's
a nat 20 plus 3. 23. Stop.
No way.
Up.
Liar.
Settle in, folks.
Gage also rolled a crit.
Grokka critted.
Double.
Oh.
Or nothing.
Double nat 20.
Or nothing.
We need one more.
It's happening.
Ridley is loosening the trident.
5 plus 3, 8.
Oh, no.
The Grokka comes over to you, Donnie. Literally crawls on top of the table and walks.
Sexy.
Over to the head, and he grabs it by the hair and pulls it up and takes a bite into it. And when he pulls his teeth out, he says, I knew this would happen. And we are going to roll for initiative here.
Let's go.